Hey, it's good to see you this morning, a beautiful Memorial Day weekend. We want to welcome you to our service here at the church. Next Sunday, we continue to move forward kind of in getting back in the gear of things. Next Sunday, there will be two services offered, one at 9 o'clock. That will be an outdoor one similar to this, and then indoors at 10:30. We would ask that you would call the office and let us know what service you're planning on going to. That may sound a little weird, but it'll just help us with the preparations. I trust you've gotten a letter this past week talking about our plans for this summer. But that'll kind of give us a roadmap for continuing to go forward and also being able to be fluid with the situation. So next Sunday, 9 o'clock right out here on the lawn, then 10:30 inside, wherever you're comfortable. If you're comfortable being outside, that's great. But there'll be two options for you along with all of our online presentations, our services being offered. With that, we want to go into our time of singing. Trust you, you're able to pick up a song sheet on the way in. If not, raise your hand and Debbie will be looking to see and get those to you. Also, if you have offering, you can drop it in the box right over there. And that is what we'll be doing once we're inside as well. I appreciate the good support that our church body has been regarding finances. Encourage you to continue to do that. Well, let's sing this morning, and then we'll come to the Word of God together.
Good morning, everyone. Will you join us to sing Hope of All the Nations?
Jesus, conquer all who mourn. You are the source of heaven's hope on earth. Jesus, light in the darkness. Jesus, truth in each circumstance. You are the source of heaven's light on earth. In history, you lived and died. You broke the chains. You rose to life. You are the hope living in us. You are the rock in whom we trust. And you are the light shining for all the world to see. You rose from the dead, conquering fear. Our Prince of Peace, drawing us near. Jesus, our hope, living for all who will receive. Lord, we believe.
We'll do it all again.
Jesus, hope of the nations. Jesus, conqueror of the world. You are the source of heaven's hope on earth. Jesus, light in the darkness. Jesus, truth in each circumstance. You are the source of heaven's light on earth. In history, you lived and died. You broke the chains. You rose to life. You are the hope living in us. You are the rock in whom we trust. You are the light shining for all the world to see. You rose from the dead, conquering fear. Our Prince of Peace, drawing us near. Jesus, our hope, living for all who will receive. Lord, we
traditional today.
What a
Thank you to our worship team for all their help. The challenges to play without singing everybody else, or to sing without seeing the pianist Those are great challenges. They've done a great job. It's good to see you all this morning. Again, look forward to next week and continuing to move forward. Again, grab some coffee on your way to the church campus or breakfast and bring it with you either for our 9 o'clock or 10:30 service. We look forward to worshiping with you next week. This is Memorial Day weekend. We'd do a little more if we were inside with some videos and acknowledgments. We do want to thank all of those who have served and are serving in our country. We continue to pray for them. For you who are veterans, we thank you for your service, past and present, to our country. And for those who have given the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom, we remember them and their families today and in the days ahead. And as we come to the Word of God and we look at the core meaning of Christianity, we are reminded that we are all about the great sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ for us. Well, I invite you to grab your scriptures this morning and locate the book of Joshua. It's in the Old Testament. There are five books that make up the law of Moses: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Then the book that follows is the book of Joshua, and that is the source of our study this morning. Our study is entitled Open for Business, rooted in Joshua chapter 1, Open for Business. As we have moved and meandered through our communities in recent weeks and in recent months, we have all probably encountered similar type of signs on the various business doors. Many of them said closed. Some said closed until. And then underneath that label was an explanation. Closed until further notice. Closed until the situation changes. Closed until we can get supplies. Closed because of a bad moment. But when we see that sign, closed until, there is still a ring of realism but optimism in there. We're closed for now, but now won't last forever. Closed until. But as we've also made our way through the community, we've also noticed some other signs. Not only closed until, but other signs said closed for good. That is an end of story comment. We sense a source of finality in that sign and in that statement. One sign of optimism, the other one sign of finality. There's also been some other signs that have begun popping up, especially over this last week in this area. And those signs were open for business. Open for business. What an encouraging message that is. What a hope-filled message that is. It reminds us there's hope in a new day. We get a sense and a spirit of bravery and boldness for the company, for the business, for the church that is making that declaration and can make that declaration. Wherever you are in life today, there is an eternal God who is madly in love with you, who is crazy about you, who desperately desires a connection with you today. A Jesus connection is an open for business connection that is rooted in realism, that is rooted in optimism, and that is also rooted in finality. A Jesus connection is an open for business connection rooted in reality. Life is not always easy. Following Jesus is not always easy. Adversity and adventure await us in the days ahead. A Jesus connection, an open for business connection, rooted in realism, also rooted in optimism. Life is not always easy, but God is always present. The future is as bright as the promises of God. The future is as bright as the promises of God Himself. A Jesus connection is rooted in realism. A Jesus connection is rooted in optimism. And a Jesus connection is also rooted in finality. God has the last word. Jesus Christ is King over all other kings. And since Jesus has the last word, His word should capture our attention each day. That brings us into our text this morning and into the truth that we want to build on and take out this parking lot with us today. The work of God steadily moves forward without missing a beat. So let's be brave and let's be bold and let's be open for God's business. Welcome to our new adventure. The work of God continues to move forward steadily without missing a beat. God is open for business, and the people of God should continue to be open for business. Our study is rooted in the scriptures. Our thoughts, if we're going to apply the scriptures right, we must understand the truth that is being taught. We must understand the times. We must understand the target expected out of us. Let's look in chapter 1. Verse 1 of Joshua, for number 1, the times. Let's understand the times. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, "You're my man." After the death of Moses, this is a time of transition for the nation of Israel, a time of transition for the people of God. The leader is gone. The legend is dead. And he is not coming back. Moses has stepped off the scene permanently. A 40-year time period with Moses is gone. The nation is shaken and stirred by the memories of their past great leader. Imperfect, but his footprint leaves a huge, huge impression on the people, on the nation of Israel. The nation is shaken and stirred by the memories of their own failures. Failures that have been fleshed out, lived out, emphasized day after day after day for 40 years. And now without a leader, now missing an entire generation of family and friends, and still without an acre of land that has been promised to them, it's kind of a now what situation. What happens next? What steps do we take? Where are we going from here? Tony Evans, in writing about this passage of scripture, made this comment, and with a few alterations, I think it's spot on and gives us some direction this morning. He says, it's important to remember the past. We should appreciate the good past and learn from the bad past. But in the walk of faith, in a relationship with Jesus Christ, you cannot live on nostalgia alone. You cannot live with your eyes on the rearview mirror. You've got to face forward and move ahead. And that is where Israel is in this moment in Joshua. It's where we are today in the 21st century. We need to move forward, remembering the good past and learning from the bad past, but moving forward, moving ahead with Jesus Christ. The leader is done. The leader is dead. The leader is off the scene, but the Lord's work is never done. Look with me in verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, Joshua, you and all these people, the whole nation, get ready to cross the Jordan River and into the land I'm about to give to you, the Israelites. I will give you every place you set your foot, just as I promised Moses. Verse 4, he gives the great detail, very specific. Your territory will expand from that place to that place. It's going to be huge. It's going to be expansive. Dropping into verse 5. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'll never abandon you. The leader, a great leader, is off the scene. A new leader is transitioning in. The old leader is dead and gone, but the Lord's work is never dead and never done. The Lord's work never sounds retreat. The Lord's work never goes off the grid. The Lord's work never hits a pause button. While we do not have time to unwrap all of this morning, let me encourage you to read through this passage a few times with your family over this next week. And notice the consistency of God's presence, the consistency of God's protection, the consistency of God preparing his people for the next thing, the next moment, the next movement, and the consistency of God's promises. Part of the theme of what we sung this morning, great is God's faithfulness. The Lord's work is never done. So we have a time of transition. We also have a context, a background story of complacency. You look at the people of God in Israel very long, and you see the complacency, the spiritual complacency and apathy rearing its head time and time and time again. And that's where we, as we step into this real time with these real people of Israel, we notice the complacency there, and we pick up that they face some dangerous decisions ahead. Joshua faces some dangerous decisions. Will he lead as God has appointed him and enabled him to lead? Will the people respond to their leader, God's lead and their appointed leader? Will the people of God collectively and individually put their best foot forward as we step into this real-time moment with the people of God, Israel? We sense it is time for them, for everyone, to move forward together. It is time for them to get their business going, to get their business open and moving forward. And by application, I think we can see that connecting with us in our time that God has placed us in today. It is time to be open for business and keep the business moving forward together. There's the time. We need to understand the time to understand everything else about the passage. Now let's look at the target. Okay, so now what? What are they to do? What are we to do? What are we to learn from this passage that connects with my life today? God is very clear and very helpful in answering that question. Look with me in verse 6. I think there's a bit of hint of what God is trying to get through in our life. The promise, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Verse 6, be strong and courageous. Let's look for another hint. Verse 7, here's the instructions to Joshua. that flow out into the people of God, that flow into our lives today. Verse 7, be strong and very courageous. Let's look at a hint. What is our target today? Dropping into verse 9, have not I commanded you, be strong and courageous. And just in case we didn't catch the hint the first 1, 2, or 3 times, look with me in verse 18 as this chapter kind of winds down. Whoever rebels against your word and does not obey your word, whatever you may command them will be put to death. Oh, that's very serious. Only be what? Strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous. What do you think God wants the people of God to do and be? Be strong and courageous. Let me just reword that a little to flow maybe on your lips real easy this week. It means to be brave and to be bold. We'll flesh that out a little more over the next couple of minutes. What is our target? Be brave and bold. Be brave and bold. Be brave and bold. Be brave and bold. Well, what does that mean? It's a good question, and we're going to find some very specific directions for us in the next couple of verses. Key to a brave and bold label from the Lord is to stay tightly tethered to God's word. What does brave and bold look like? What does it look like to be spiritually open for business? Those two questions are asking the same thing. What's it look like for me, for you to be brave and bold? What's it look like for us to be open for business, for God's business this next week? Here's our target. A little more, like, it gives us some specific directions in verse 8. Target number 1. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. Here's 3 targets for us, for every people of God in the world today, every people group, every collection of people, and for us individually. Be consistent, number 1. Be careful, number 2. And number 3, be confident. First of all, target number 1, be consistent. Meditate on God's word day and night, repeatedly. Target number 1, be consistently into the word of God. I must not get lazy with my Bible. We must not be lazy with our Bible. It's been about 10 weeks since, as a group, we have entered into that building behind me to study the Word of God. The question for all of us, what has our study of God's Word been like this last 10 weeks when we could not walk into that building and sit on a chair and listen to someone else speak? I must not get lazy with my Bible. Joshua was to give constant attention and inflexible adherence to the letter and spirit of this book. For each of us, we are to give constant attention and inflexible adherence to the spirit and letter of the Bible, because it is God's word. And my friends, it's impossible for you to go far with God when we are inconsistent with his message. So it asks the kind of begs the question for all of us. Are we too lazy with the message? That's the looking back part. What are we going to do about it now? What are we going to do about the message going forward? The failures of the past do not guarantee failures for the future. And the successes of the past do not guarantee successes tomorrow. It's all about taking another step with Jesus consistently in his book, in the Bible. So target number one, we need to be consistently into the Word of God. Target number two, again in verse 8, meditate on it day and night so that you may, number two, be careful. Be careful to do everything written in God's Word, everything written in the Bible. Number two, be careful. Be careful in a world that lives without God. Not everybody is a Christ follower. And if we watch the wrong patterns and examples, it's going to take us in the wrong directions. And if we're not walking in the right direction, we can skew someone else in their relationship with the Lord as well. We need to be careful in a world that lives without God. I must not get lazy with my Bible. I must not be crazy in living a life as if God is dead or non-existent. Be careful to do everything written in it. Why? Because God wrote it and because God is a living God, the King of all kings. Joshua was to remember the bigness of every choice he made, the bigness of every little choice he made. And here we are with the people of God on the edge of the promised land. And they're going to be facing some decisions and making some decisions. And sometimes we just focus on the big decisions they made and did not make. This text and the theme throughout Scripture is every decision is a big decision when God is in the equation. Joshua was to remember the bigness of every little choice, everything written in it. And I'm reminded that there is no little relationship with God. There is no little worship with God. There is no little following Jesus. It's all significant. It's all big. And it challenges us to be big. God breathed into us the breath of life. And every breath we are given is an opportunity for us to give back to God, kind of a re-gifting in worship and in love to Him. Every issue we face, every decision we make is a big decision. It is impossible for us to move ahead with Jesus when we consider the choices in front of us as insignificant to God. God is interested in our choices. God is interested in our decisions. God is interested in the movement we are headed right now. And this calls us to examine our movement. Examine where we're living lazy in relationship to the Word of God. Invites us to kind of do a spiritual inventory of where we may be just crazy, living as if God is not a reality in our life. So are we living lazy? Are we living crazy? One last target for us in chapter 1, dropping in past verse 8. Be consistent, be careful, be confident. Be confident with God's word. Be confident with the words that God speaks to us. Why? Because he has spoken them to us. Let's look at verse 9. Have not I commanded you, be strong and courageous, be brave, be bold. Do not be, what do your texts say there? Some may say fearful, afraid, terrified. Do not be terrified and do not be discouraged. Why? The Lord your God is with you and will be with you wherever you go. Don't be lazy. Don't be crazy. And if you live your life confused about the promises of God, ignoring the promises of God, without the promises of God in your life, that's like living in a fog. The only way I think of it is being hazy. Just letting the fog of life and the circumstances of life confuse you and leave you outside of that living reality. I must not think hazy without the promises of God active in my life. As we look into this text, as we've stepped into this text this morning, where are the people at? They're on the edge of the promised land. Why are the people of God, why is the nation of Israel on the edge of the promised land? Well, if you'll read back, you can read back this week. They are where they are because they did what they did. They chose what they chose. They failed as they failed to trust the promises of God, to embrace the presence of God and move forward 40 years earlier. They are where they were because of failure. But failure is not final. And it's not final in your life today. If you'll make the right decision, honor God, honor His word, and move forward in obedience and trust. Why are the people outside looking in at the land? Because of past choices. But here they are in the grace and the mercy of God. There's another opportunity. There's a second opportunity. Now, a generation of people was lost. But now we have a new generation, a new opportunity. And guess what? The same challenges that were there 40 years ago are still present. And Joshua is going to face the same giant challenges that had intimidated Israel 40 years earlier. He's going to face the same challenging situations with the same hope that was available. A God who is in the open business. A God who wants to make an eternal difference and show His power and demonstrate His faithful presence and faithful promises. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That's verse 9. And in verse 5, I will never leave you nor forsake you. God never walks out on His promises or abandons His saints. Matthew 16:18, Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are burdened, heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Those are His words, His promises. How can we not be excited about tomorrow when we are tethered tightly to God's word? God is offering them nothing new that He didn't offer the people 40 years earlier, except the same faithful, powerful presence of God. Today, we have even a little more to embrace than the people of God there in Joshua's time. You have the final words of God, the complete revelation of God. We have the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Death has been conquered. Sin has defeated. The Messiah rules and reigns in eternity. And He's coming back and will make a difference forever. And we have a forever friend. I will never leave you nor abandon you. How can you not be excited about Monday and Tuesday and Thursday? We've grasped a little better the time. We see the three targets. Be consistent. Be careful. Be confident. And now it's time to start living out the truth. Now, what for me, what for each of us will be our business model in the days ahead? Are we truly open for God's business and for God to do his business in our life, whatever that looks like? We started off with some business signs. We'll end with one more business sign. One particular business had a sign at the front of their establishment, and this is what it said, kind of a rather big sign. This is what they said. We began our business over 100 years ago, and we have been pleasing and displeasing our customers ever since. We have made money. We have lost money. We have suffered the effects of oppressive governmental regulations. We have been cussed and discussed. We've been lied to. We've been cheated and swindled ever since we opened 100 years ago. The only reason we stay in business is to see what happens next. What will happen next is always a great question. There are some things I can tell you. God wins. End of story. Details to follow. God is going to set up his kingdom, and it will last forever and ever and ever. He gives us enough details to keep moving forward in obedience and trust, to be brave and to be bold. Some of the details will be fleshed out. He knows them, but we don't. But we know enough to have confidence, to take care, and to move forward with Jesus Christ. In the end, the final word is God's word. So that challenges us all, and it gives us all an open door. An open door to get on the team. Are you on Team Jesus? He invites you to get on that team. He invites you to come, to lay down your burdens. For some of us, it starts, for all of us, it starts. Many of us have done that, but maybe not you yet. It starts with coming and laying your sin burden down at his feet. And looking up at that empty cross and that empty tomb and crying out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I want your pardon. And you can do that right where you're at now and get on Team Jesus. That begins your walk with God. That begins following Jesus. And for us as Christians, as believers, following Jesus means getting our fingers dirty, means getting our hands dirty. The invitation and the expectation is that we get busy doing the work of God and doing the work of God together with the people of God. So you're on the team? Are you getting your hands dirty? Getting in step with God's leaders? We getting off the lazy track? Getting off the crazy track? Getting off the hazy track? And moving forward, being bold and brave for the glory of Jesus. My friends, welcome to your new adventure, following Jesus this week. The work of God steadily moves forward without missing a beat. It calls us all to be bold and brave and to be open for business. Let's be open for business. Let's brag up Jesus. We don't have to condemn the world and curse the world and act surprised that the world is going off the rails. Jesus said that would happen. But we have a hope for the world. It's the same hope that is there for us. That is that Jesus Christ desperately desires a relationship with each of us. And he calls us into that relationship with him. So I encourage you to kind of put that stake in the ground. And today, I'm going to throw my all into my relationship with God and the people of God and take the next hill for Jesus Christ. Will you join me in prayer? Father, we thank you for the days ahead. You have demonstrated your faithfulness again and again and again over these last several months as you have intentionally taken us through times of discomfort and out of the norm experiences to poke us, to prod us, to encourage us, and to motivate us to focus on the priorities of life and the uniqueness of a relationship with Jesus Christ. For those who are listening in today that need to make that first step, my prayer is that they would have no peace until they come to peace in you. And may they find the peace of God in the people of God in a very fresh and tangible way. For us who are followers of Jesus, may we grasp the peace of God better as we become more familiar with the promises of God and personally apply them and connect them to our life experience. Lord, we thank you that you are the God of all gods, that you are the God of every moment, and may we move with you in honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.